Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. And we are broadcasting live from the First American Bank's J.B. Falgu building in Vacherie. First American Bank would like to take this opportunity to honor all veterans and active service members as we approach Veterans Day, which is the 11th. The bank will be closed on the 11th for Veterans Day. And it's really, as we talked about it, it's the veterans and families, military support, and, you know, honor them for a month of activities, which we'll be talking about. And this is something that's on our schedule every year, and we love it. Deuce McAllister, welcome.
Well, I appreciate it, and I definitely, we enjoy it. And, you know, obviously you're thankful for everything our veterans do. And, you know, sometimes they don't get, a lot of times, not just sometimes, a lot of times they don't get the recognition that they deserve. But, you know, we have the things that we have in this country because of them.
And you have been busy already since you got here. I just sat here and had some water.
Pre-show. Yeah, we'll call it pre-show. And I got to give my little buddy DJ a shout out. Mike, I didn't even get a chance to get out my truck good. He was eyeing me down. So it's just like, you know, you have an opponent where the opponent gets off the bus and you're kind of looking at him and sizing him up. Well, a little DJ, that's what he was doing to me as I got out my car. He's waiting on me, and I'm like, you know, at least trying to make some, hey, how you doing? And, you know, he like, nah, he didn't have any of that for me, Mike. He wanted a rematch.
This is the young man that you had a little push-up battle with last year.
That's correct.
And this year, I don't know, it started in the bank, then it went out to the parking lot for a little bit. I stayed in the bank.
You stayed in, but DJ, he wanted to run over there almost to the cornfield and then run back over here. DJ, I got to work. I got a show to come and do. And he was like,
somebody help him on the cornfield. Sugarcane.
Sugarcane. No. He wanted to go to the cornfield. It wasn't sugarcane. He wanted to go a little further. He wanted to go further. And I said, DJ, I got a show to go and do. And then we started counting the bank columns out there, and I was trying to say, how about we just go to the first one? He said, no, we got to go all the way to the end. I'm like, DJ, come on, bro. And he didn't want to listen to that. So I'll call it a fast walk slash jog. And if we had had cameras out there, we would have said it was a photo finish. But if we were close enough where I could say I at least tied it.
You did it. You did us proud.
Well, I appreciate that. And so since I felt that good, I decided to tell him he's got to come in here, and we're going to do some calisthenics. We're just going to do some ab work.
Chair work.
Yes, in the chair. And so I kept trying to put some time on the clock for him to quit, but he wouldn't quit.
He's tough. I can assure you he's going to be in the parking lot next year.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be rematch. Yeah. It's Deuce and DJ round three, and so, live from Vacherie.
Just so everyone knows, DJ's in the third grade, so he had plenty of energy.
So this is where we will be for the next couple of hours. We're going to be talking Pelicans, Saints, a lot going on. Come by, you pick up an American flag here. They've got chocolates for us. That's what I was doing, by the way. I got chocolates for us. When you were out racing, I got some chocolates. And some, I believe it's, what do we have, a jambalaya today?
Smells like it.
Very good. So, but it is. It's a perfect way as we come on Fridays and they honor the military with a free flag and some jambalaya. Come on, in the bank. It's, you know, in this day and time, this is probably the only time I go in a bank. This is when I come to do this show. I've not been in a bank.
That blows me away when you tell me that, too.
Really? You go to bank still?
Yes. Yes. We have small talk. We have conversation. You know,
I don't have enough money to go in the bank. I don't want the bank coming to me.
It's some time to tell. It's to, so I can have interaction with a person, and I don't have to. It's not asking me, are you human? Where you hit the button, you know, now
I'm getting good at that.
Yeah, now I got to identify, please hit the spots of a bike or a bus. And so, no, I want a human interaction.
Well, how about
to talk to
this is the place,
person.
Right? 1910, 115 years. When you think about the things that have happened since this bank opened.
A few voices have been in this building.
A few voices have been in this building. Of just impressive. We're at 2785 Highway 20 West, Vacherie. It's the main branch, Luke, here of the First American Bank. So lots coming your way. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Come on by, say hello. If you want to, you know, challenge Deuce, knock yourself out. But we'll take a quick break. Fans in the Pro, live from First American Bank, 2785 Highway 20 West. Back after this on WWL. Welcome back for our special WWL Fans in the Pro, live from First American Bank in Vacherie, celebrating and saluting those who have served our country. First American giving away free American flags right here at the main branch in Vacherie until 6 o'clock, which is when we will be here too. As well, stop by, say hello, show your support for our veterans every day. And also, quick shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. High school football Friday night, St. James. We are in St. James, Vacherie. St. James is at Berwick. Now, it's been a while. I have not covered a lot of high school football, but I did some checking. I want you to think about how fun this would be if we were the play-by-play team of the St. James Wildcats. Okay? They're 7-2. In their wins, they have scored 49, 52, 54, 34, 48, 51, and 57.
So they know how to get it in the end zone.
They do. That would be somewhat of a different broadcast. And they're playing Berwick tonight, who is 1-8, so that should be.
Not very fun. And that at Berwick?
Yes, it is at Berwick.
1-8.
I cannot believe.
So do you know,
for us, we're at the halfway point of the NFL.
So
high schools.
You've done a little homework.
Yes, I did.
What is their power ranking?
Oh, I don't come on.
I was just asking because
I
don't. I found out
on Max Preps. So I was close.
With their record, where they are now with that record, then I do know that high school playoffs are getting ready to start.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's the last game of the regular season.
This should be for Louisiana and Mississippi. They've already started.
Yeah.
Last night and tonight in Mississippi and certain classifications – playoff start in Mississippi. And so, you know, I have to follow both states.
Yeah,
and
you
so,
do. I understand.
Yeah, I follow both states. And so when you look at it and you see some of the power rankings for a lot of the teams, you start wondering, man, how can a team be 1-8 or how can a team sometimes have a losing record and still qualify for the playoffs? Well, a lot of times it's because of, one, you probably got too many teams. You know, when you start – eliminating teams that shouldn't, and they still get an automatic because of the divisions that you have. And then it's the other one is, hey, maybe I had somebody that was hurt, and we won just enough of the right division games. and you get into the playoffs.
Yeah, districts, the districts are so complicated.
Well, and that's why I was trying to go, but I wasn't even going to go deep into it. And so that's why a team that has a losing record, but their district was not as strong, right. So they automatically qualified. And so there will be a lot of that in both states. But, yes, good luck to all of the teams that are either in the playoffs or getting ready to start
and they
their
will
playoff
be,
actions.
And with the whole goal – of course, of coming to the Superdome.
That's correct.
The first week of December, and that's just such a phenomenal weekend. Just football all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it's just, man, it's so cool that we got it back. And I don't understand the classifications anymore because
I don't know. Select and non-select.
Yeah. That's more of your world, and you're at high school. You know, you'll be leaving tonight and going to a high school game. And so
yeah,
it's different.
Yeah, I still don't understand it, though, but yes, that's correct.
Now, here's what I know. Keep winning, get to the Superdome. You keep playing,
yeah.
And you get to the Superdome. So the Saints will be in Carolina on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Carolina 5-4. Saints 1-8, as we well know, and we're going to be talking with Pelicans Andrew Lopez in just a few minutes. The next block, we're talking a little, you know, Saints action here. Did the trades deadline surprised at all, or maybe that one person wasn't on the list?
Well, there's always surprises,
right?
And so sometimes the surprises are the trades that you don't make. One of the things that I did know was, you weren't going to trade players just to trade players. You were going to have to get some value. And then I think when you talk about some value, you can look at it and say, well, you didn't get a six-rounder's not value. When you talk about Trevor Penning, you know, particularly in that situation, the Saints had already told you that unless it was outstanding a season for him because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option,
right,
that he more than likely was not going to be in the plans. So you get something. You get something. Now, did he, with the first round billing and moving to different positions, did he live up to the billing? Probably not, because he's not on your roster long term.
Right.
You don't
pick of the first round.
You don't hit on every pick as well. But that's one from an evaluation standpoint. You don't want to have to do it now during the season, but you're going to have to figure out, all right, why didn't this work with that particular player? And you kind of file it off to the side. But you have to do a deep dive. I mean, because I feel like if you don't do that, then you're cheating your process. Because what you don't want to happen is for a situation like that to happen again, if that makes sense.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not.
On Shahid, heck of a player. First of all, heck of a young man.
Yep.
Great young man. I mean, and so I hate to see him go, but I'm happy for him to hopefully, knock on wood, to be able to secure a long-term contract that he has definitely earned. But for the Saints, they were in a situation where you have two talented receivers that both are, quote-unquote, technically up, or at least you're negotiating or want to keep both of those guys. And with having control, really, of Chris Olave for the next 3 years and having to probably have to put the franchise tag or some type of tag on Shahid, you felt that, hey, I can get two picks, fairly good value, for a young man that you didn't even draft. He was an undrafted guy.
Yep.
And so you hate to lose him because of the person he is, and obviously the talent kind of speaks for itself.
Speed.
But at the same time, I think that you helped yourself when you added the assets as far as the draft picks. And some people will fuss and slam you because, well, that team's going to be in the playoffs. Yeah, they probably are. But it's still – how many picks are in the round?
32.
Okay. I was just making sure.
None of that's changed.
No.
And so the Saints had five going in for 26. They picked up the two with Shahid, 4 and a 5. And as we go to break, think about, You know, they traded, they got Luke Fortner, they traded Austin Richards, they signed Dylan Raidenz in the offseason. Hey, guess what? Those trades that nobody thought about and you gave away a 27 or 28, they're playing this week. They're starting.
They're playing.
Austin Richards is starting, Dylan Raidenz is starting, Luke Fortner is starting. And that was the trade with Luke Fortner with Colin Saunders.
Vele.
Yeah. Devon Vele, you're right. Vele is going to be, you know, people have been asking, where's Devon?
He's going to be involved for sure now.
Because, you know, they gave away a fourth and a seventh, I believe.
For next year.
Yeah.
Seventh for next.
And so we'll talk more about that. We're also going to talk about the Pelicans not playing tonight, but they do play tomorrow night. We are at First Americans Bank, their main branch, J.B. Falgu Building. Come on by, 2785 Highway 20 West. We're back after this on a special edition of Fans and Pro right here until 6 o'clock. Get a free American flag and some beautiful jambalaya as well. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back. My boss, Deuce McAllister. We are in Vacherie at the main branch, the J.B. Falgu Building. We'll be here till 6 o'clock as we celebrate and honor veterans for all of their service, past, current, and present, and future. Veterans Day is on Tuesday, the 11th. But come by here, get a free American flag, get some jambalaya. Luke, how's the jambalaya?
It's good.
Yes. Excellent. I thought it would be. It always is. You've come to the right place for that kind of cooking. Did you see the pot that they cooked it in? Big old kettle, that black big old, yeah, just perfect. So when we were in Los Angeles, the Pelicans also played that day against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they got beat 137-106, and to drop to 0-6.
No. The Pelicans we played the Clippers. That's what you just said, right?
No, the Thunder, November 2nd, Sunday, November 2nd. The day we lost to the Rams, I say we, they played the Oklahoma City Thunder and lost by 31.
The Rams, yes. No, Mike, my memory
dude,
is
this
going
is
back.
Last Sunday, man. I am not going back
Sunday.
Too far.
I'm going to Friday. The Pelicans that Friday night, played the Clippers.
Okay.
And Kawhi, and the only reason I know, I was in the building.
Okay.
Intuit Dome. Kawhi hit the claw, hit a shot to beat him right there at the end, at the buzzer.
We were on the plane, and we flew over right when it was happening.
When you guys flew over, yep. But I was in the dome, the Intuit Dome. And can I go on a rant?
Yes, now that we have our dates correct, by all means.
Yes, because I had my games mixed up. Look, you know some people over at the Superdome and the arena. Let me fuss at you first.
Well, hold on a second. Now, you didn't say you were going to do that.
Well, the rant can't be about me. Yeah, well, Mike.
All right.
I have no intention of going back to the Intuit Dome in L.A. The only reason I went was because the Pelicans were playing. I am somewhat, I won't call myself technology savvy. I'm somewhat technology savvy. I had to ask a 23-year-old kid, man, how do you just get a ticket? I cannot. I had my ticket in Ticketmaster. I had my tickets. So, one fuss. And I was with some guys from New Orleans. Okay. So, they flew out. They see the Saints. They go to the Pelicans. And they probably laugh because they know. All of us were older. I'll just put it that way.
Experienced.
And so, you literally, I'm fine with no cash. Cool. No problem.
Got it.
Each individual has to have their own ticket. Cool, no problem. But you have to download their app. You have to download their app. Once you download their app, if your tickets are with Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, whomever, it has to transfer.
When you say their app, Intuit Dome?
And you want to look at my phone. I have the Intuit Dome.
We don't roll like that.
Whoa. So it's a data grab. It's a data grab is all it is. So the Intuit Dome, and let me know how long I got to fuss, because I'm going to fuss like Bobby here. But anyway, once you download that app, if you track the Pelicans and you have the Pelicans app, you must sign out of that app because the interface does not agree. You cannot have that app or the NBA app and get your tickets through Intuit Dome. It was way too much going on.
How would anybody know that?
You don't, unless you go often.
That's
so they have this little area over here, the help desk.
The old people desk.
The old people desk. So I go over and, you know, they explain.
Look, people, I'm old, so I can say that.
We finally downloaded. Once you do all of that, you sign out. They get all your data, all your information. You know, hey, do you want to take a face scan? Do you want to,
goodness.
I said, no, I just want my tickets. Is there a place where I can just print my tickets? You know, just give me a paper ticket.
I bet they laughed at that.
They did laugh at me. And so,
print your tickets, are you?
And so we get in. Seats, phenomenal. I mean, look, they've done a fantastic job in the facility. But when I tell you it's like video games and lights and, I mean, if you're sensitive to lights and a lot of
strobes
the
action,
goodness, you don't want to be in there.
And somewhere there's a basketball game taking place?
Well, the basketball game is it's a bucket. So it's down, you're looking down in the bucket, but your seats are going off, your seats are lighting up. And so every time a basket is made by their team, your seats light up and their lights, if your team is shooting free throws, there's lights on the seat going off.
I had no idea.
It's an electronic show. So, as I need a cold drink from all of this action going on, there is no one that comes to the seat. Cool. No worries. Now, my seats were good. They weren't expensive. So, if I got the expensive seat, then I would have had that privilege. We'll put it that way. Long story short, there was no seats into the area where you go. There was no original restaurants. Everything was cookie cutter. It was fast food. You wasn't getting no jambalaya, and you weren't getting hot jambalaya at that. You were going to get something that was prepackaged, made, and to get into there, guess what you needed?
Your ticket?
You remember that app that you – well, if you didn't do your facial –
Oh, come on.
You were getting
You had to, like we do with credentials, put your face up
you
to a screen.
To put, you had to put it
to get a drink and so, a hot dog?
You ain't getting a hot dog. It was prepaid.
I am scratching off Intuit Dome.
Mike, if you look it up, I know.
We passed right back on the way to the airport.
Well, you did right by passing by. No seats in there. They don't want you to go and enjoy the amenities. They want you in your seat watching and cheering.
Wow.
But, I mean, it was just like, man, I can't enjoy this. You know, I just wanted to go and, you know, get a snack and check it out. But every restaurant was the same. It was like
a mall.
It was a mall. Yeah. But it was a mall with every restaurant the same. Not different name. It was the same restaurant.
Right.
All the way around. And so, but it was so technology. And so it's almost like what is it, Amazon or some of the stores that like Amazon where you put your card down on and you have to do your face and you go in and grab an item and you're behind a screen like deal where it's like, hey, you grab and go. It was literally almost a grab and go. But if you didn't have your face on the ticket on
they
download,
asked you. They said they had you.
Well, I
it.
Said no. I just wanted to go and watch the game. But that is my.
That's what you got to do. And that's what you got to do.
That's all I got to do. So that is my rant with the Intuit Dome. And what does that app say?
The right? L.A. Clippers. Intuit Dome.
I still hadn't erased the app yet. Probably out of principle. But I do still
You got to show people for the story.
No, I'm not telling that long story to most people. It's just to you.
Okay. So how I began this conversation was that when we were playing the L.A. Rams on Sunday, the Pelicans were losing to Oklahoma City on the road, and it was not pretty. They went to 0-6, and there were a lot of – it was like, ooh, I don't know what's going to happen on Monday. There were a lot of things going on. It was like LSU was imploding. Everything was imploding, and it just was not good. And I only say that because then they come home, and they beat the Hornets, and then they beat Dallas on the road, held a team under 100. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we will look back, I believe, at these two victories, and they will be more meaningful. Now, I say that, and then today, Jordan Poole, injured. He's going to be out for a while.
He was out for Dallas as well.
This team is just – I feel for this team.
Yeah, he was out for Dallas, and then probably a couple days or day or two before that, Zion was out.
Yeah.
So both of them are out anywhere from 7 to 10 days.
Which, where by the way, your two leading scorers, Zion Williamson.
Yeah, well, they will have to be reevaluated. Zion is hamstring, and Jordan is quad, I believe it is. And so, you know, knee/quad. And Misi's been out with a sickness for the last two games, and I think that he'll miss tomorrow as well. He's been sick, and so that doesn't help. But it does one thing for you. It gives other guys an opportunity to play. And in those two games, those other guys took advantage of it. Because against the Hornets, I believe it was, your bench production probably hit 60 points. I know it was over 50. And it almost matched what your starters did. So you got tremendous production. You know, look, Derrick Queen was a young man that the Pelicans moved up to get, and he's been phenomenal. Pelicans gave up an unprotected first. I understand it. I know it. You know, and people are not very happy with that. But if that young man continues to produce, because, look, he was hurt. He was hurt in summer league.
Yeah.
He had zero training camp. He had zero preseason. And he's been slowly getting more and more minutes, more and more trust. Shout out to DeAndre Jordan and Looney, two guys that are veterans and kind of have taken him under their wing. And, you know, they've been really, really good for him, because if you look at him, the biggest knock that you're going to get about Derrick Queen is he's not /athletic. But the young man can play the game of basketball. And he's an old school. He's 6'10". He's a post. But he's an old school post where it's just not back to the basket. He is one that can handle the basketball, and he can create. He is a potential triple-double every night.
Well, let me say this. I totally agree. And I will say Sadiq Bey.
Unbelievable. Fantastic pickup.
Is a beast.
Fantastic pickup.
unbelievable of what he can do. And I think we've as soon as Jeremiah Fears turns 14,
right,
we'll start learning more about that young man.
Right.
Good gosh.
Right.
But Sadiq Bey and this team, you know, those two wins came at a time. They don't play tonight. They're on the road again. They're at San Antonio, then at Phoenix. And then almost the rest of November, they're home. And if you look at the December schedule and Red is home, they have three road games the entire month of December.
Well, here's the thing. Can you defend home, go 75 or 80%, and on the road, can you play 500 basketball? So when you go to San Antonio and when you go to Phoenix, can you get one? You're outstanding if you get both of them, but can you get one? What you can't do is you can't be 500 at home and then you have a losing record on the road. I mean, you're already digging out of a hole now just because of how you started. But for a city and a region looking for a little hope, we're hoping the Pelicans can kind of continue to give us that hope.
You know, if things had gone badly on November 4th and 5th on those two games, I don't know. I just feel like it was – things were just rough, and those two victories November,
and
who knows?
You know this. We're not out of the woods.
No.
By any stretch of imagination. So here's the other thing. When you talk about that San Antonio game this upcoming tomorrow. We took them when they were here. We took them to overtime. You should have won it. Zion, right at the end, missed the second free throw. He hit the first. I think he missed the second one, and that allowed, you know, we ended up losing it in the overtime. I mean, so there's been a couple of games where if you just finish
at Memphis, game of the year, it should have been a W, and we would not have – that's how you should start of the year.
If you just finish in a couple of games a little bit better, then you probably have a different outcome. And the thing with the Pelicans is – it's been the third quarter. That's where it's just been. I don't even know if you need to take them into the locker room anymore. You got to figure out a way to, hey, you know, whatever. Stay out here and shoot free throws. You know, whatever we're doing at halftime, we're gonna cancel it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because that's been when the game has gotten away from it a little bit, and you know, you fight so hard to get back in it in the fourth quarter where it's just like, do I have anything left in the tank?
Yeah. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at First Americans Bank, J.B. Falgu Building in downtown Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20. Take a quick break back after this as we honor all veterans ahead of Veterans Day on Tuesday, November 11th. Bank will be closed then, but we're open until 6 o'clock tonight. Back after this here on WWL. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister in a special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro, broadcasting live from the First American Bank, J.B. Falgu Building, right here in Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20 West. Come by, get a free American flag, get some jambalaya. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. This is on our schedule every year. We love it.
Mike, you know, when you tell the address, and if you go, depending on which way you go, leaving the bank,
mm-hmm.
I bet you if I said this, it's right down the street from where they got them fried ribs at. Then what will people know where you're talking about?
Fried ribs. I didn't see that.
So I just said right down the street.
Right down the street from the Shell at the intersection.
Well, I ain't going to say which one. But if you're from this area.
Y'all know about fried ribs?
They eat too healthy. They don't know about them fried ribs. They eat too healthy.
Is he still in the cornfield? Is Deuce in the cornfield?
I'm in the cornfield and the sugar cane field. But that's not something I heard. That's something that I know about. So I put it like that.
I will say this. You are right about one thing. Staying on the radio to people that are in this area, in St. James and in the parishes, 2785 Highway 20, they know the First American Bank. They know. You don't got to tell me the address, dude. It's not 15,000 streets. It's the main branch.
Well, they got 15,000 streets, but maybe all of them don't have a true name. You got to go to the stop sign or you go to the stoplight, and then the second street you take a left.
You know, some of the streets have names, and you wonder how did the Charles Long Street become about? And
my dad owned that property, or Mr. Long's family owned
owned the property, and they needed some place to tell the ambulances to come. Fire and security and ambulances needed a place to come, so you couldn't just have a street with no name.
You didn't. That's only if they service the area.
Right.
you got to remember that part now. Some of the streets don't have a name. And so 911 and the system, we got to go old school now. You take out the Atlas map. Now, you know what an Atlas map is.
I do.
And so now you start looking at it, and it has no name on it. We're going to identify it by the river that comes through there. And so it's also by what's the major landmark?
Yep.
You know, and that's how a lot of the streets, they got the name, and it was the family that lived in that area. And so that street was because of that family, or, you know, maybe the area was known for X.
Right.
So it may have been Paper Mill Road.
It's a unique drive. For me, I came from the Superdome, so it's only 40-some miles, but I went through Orleans, Jefferson, St. Charles, St. John, to land in St. James, five parishes to get here. It's pretty cool. Doesn't take much to amuse me, as you well know. And so we'll be here till 6 o'clock, and we have a special guest coming up right after the news at 5 o'clock, Claude Steib, known as Rusty on the golf course. So we get to talk a little golf, served in Vietnam, and, you know, been a First American Bank customer. Oh, let's say 65 years.
Plus.
Not bad. And counting. So we'll talk to Rusty when we come back. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, we are here at the First American Bank in Vacherie. The main branch, 2785 Highway 20 West. There, did it again. Charlie Long is back in the station. Charlie Long, I just gave you a street, by the way. I hope you're happy.
You know, appreciate
pretty
it,
cool.
Haas.
There you go. Got your own street. And we're here until 6 o'clock. Get your American flag. Come get some jambalaya. Get a picture with Deuce. If you want to challenge Deuce with some push-ups, knock yourself out and do that as well. We're back after this. News is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back. It is a special edition of Fans in the Pro, broadcasting live from the First American Bank's J.B. Falgu building right here in Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20 West. Come on by. We're here until 6 o'clock tonight. Get your free American flag and some jambalaya, and we are thrilled to have our next guest, Claude Steib, known as Rusty on the golf course, served in Vietnam. October of 67 through October of 69. Before we say anything, welcome to the show and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Did you play golf today?
I did.
How'd you play?
I hit them left, right.
Just like, like the military, right? Left, right, left, right.
But you
just
hit
like
them.
The military.
Mr. Clyde, I definitely want to tell you thank you for your service and thank you for, you know, just the guidance that you continue to give. And, you know, definitely God bless you. And, you know, just thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of entities and companies talk about being a community, whatever. This is a community bank, and it has been so for 115 years. You have banked here, I think, for 65. Is there anything that you have financed that you have not financed here?
I financed my home here. I financed one of my vehicles here. They've just been tremendous to me. The tellers are extremely good and greeting and welcoming.
That's what you need, right? Community.
Exactly.
Mr. Clyde, and I just wanted to just to follow up a little bit about that is just, you know, when maybe it's something that you directly can't answer for them, how do they reach out to you, or can you be able to come in and get an appointment just to be able to talk to somebody, just to, you know, just to back up what we're saying so people understand and know that if they are considering, you know, just some of the things that they've been able to help you with, not just, hey, you know, opening up an account and cashing a check or taking my money per se, how have they helped you solving some of those problems over the years?
Well, you know, I walk in here and most of the time I could see, you know, whomever I need to. And if I need some guidance, they help me financially. They tell me, oh, you think you should do this, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. And they just good folks.
And good times and bad, right? It's not always good times.
I just don't have no problems, you know?
Right.
And they treat me like a, you know, it's like, it's not like being treated like a stranger or anything. You know, they know me because of probably 65 years when some of them wasn't here, you know. It just continued. Good people.
Born and raised in this area, grew up on the river?
Grew up on the river. And yeah, North Vashry.
How did that help you, or did that help you as you have to acclimate, and I hate to use that word because you don't have to acclimate to Vietnam, you serving our country, but how did it help you?
Well, being from the country, see, I probably was in about sixth grade and was in the swamps, you know, and just seeing wildlife, snakes, deer, rabbit. I actually was learning how to train beagles probably in the sixth grade, you know, and I got lost a couple of times in the wood, you know, just me.
Right.
But it helped me when I was over there. It helped me just to get acclimated to being in the woods, you know, and CYA, you know, cover your butt. That really helped me. Some people, I knew one guy from big city. He had problems. You know, I used to talk to him a lot.
You had to
help him out.
You had to help him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to help him out.
You were the welcoming committee.
He always wanted to be that good soldier.
Right.
You know, and of course, I was a squad leader. I was in charge of a howitzer.
I want to ask you about that. So you fired a howitzer?
Fired a 155 self-propelled howitzer.
I don't know what the question is, but what is that like?
What is it like? It's like,
give me a sense of how big. What is that when you say, like, is it you're standing behind
let's
it?
Let's put it this way: a self-propelled howitzer. We fired 80 rounds. What means high explosive rounds. They weighed 80 pounds each.
The round?
80 plus piece.
Yeah. The round. Wow.
The distance that they would go would be to determined by the charge we put in the chamber. And those things, they had the ability to pick up that round and put it in that chamber. But we, young, we would take that 80 pound and just throw it in there and listen for that seal sound.
That sounds like an important sound
to me. If you don't seal it, what happens when you ignite it, it goes around that round, and that round's still in that
chamber.
That chamber, and you better get out.
You better get out the way.
Daggone.
Mr. Cloud, now you might have sharp to remember all that because we're talking about going back some years.
That's many years, Juice.
I know
it. It's been a long journey, and, you know, I've struggled along the way.
I can understand that.
Been knocked down sometime.
Yes, sir.
But God's been good.
Well, you're able to get back up. And so, like I said, when we first started, I had to thank you for just everything that you've done and you're doing for us, and obviously, you know, here in the bank. And, you know, I want to talk about a little bit of this Rusty, Mr. Rusty, and that young man, you know, how he – if you that calculated from 67 to 69 – I don't even want to see you on the golf course. You know, I thought I had seen you out there maybe somewhere, but if you that calculated, Mr. Rusty, you Mike, he ain't telling us the truth. He talking about he hit him left and he hit him right. He hitting everything straight down the middle. I mean, and it's calculated where he knows, yep, this is the shot I want. It's going to be 25 yards, and it's just like, beep. It's straight down the middle, Mr. Rusty.
Yeah, okay.
Says you got me.
See that, Mike? He have us in the bag. He just easing on down. He have us in
Deuce,
the bag. So
I saw you know the Eli open.
Yeah, but I mean I'm swinging with all my might, and you just like I ain't worried about
Come
him.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I ain't worried about him.
Yeah,
you just gonna be straight down the middle every time.
That's what I try to do.
Ain't no and trying. I know you're doing it.
You know what you gotta do, man. If you could swing 100 miles per hour, if you don't hit the sweet spot of that club, it's not gonna go as far if you swing 60 miles per hour and hit the sweet spot.
See, I'm trying to swing 100 and it ain't hitting the sweet spot. And I'm over there in the woods over there and you just looking at me laughing at me. You just going straight down straight down the middle every time.
Yeah, you know what I said? I'll get him.
I already know it. That's what you're saying.
The tortoise and the hare.
Wearing me out over there and I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, as if he has not done enough. At some point in your life, you taught yourself how to play the organ, and you play at church every week.
Yeah, not every week, but, you know, just about.
Tell me, you just went, they needed
you know what happened?
They needed an organ.
I'll tell you what happened. I used to go to this church, St. Philip, my home-based church. I would go there, and I would listen, and I'd see this lady playing that organ in there, and I knew music theory. You know, I did know music theory. I would hear that lady, and I'm sitting, and I said, bet you I could do that, you know, play the organ. So I asked the priest, I said, well, look, can I come in here and practice on the organ, you know? And he told me, as long as there's nothing going on.
He'll let you come in and practice.
Yeah, come practice. At that time, the church weren't locked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after work, I'd go in that church, and I'd start teaching myself. Next thing I know, it's dark, and all you hear is that organ sound. And I said, well, it's time for me to get out. All I had was the light on the organ. So, yeah, that's fun, and I still play, you know. I'll help churches if they need me or they don't have a musician.
To come in and play.
Yeah, I'll play for this.
And you just learn by sound, pure sound?
No, I read.
So you read, okay.
I read and then I play. I play without sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Mike, I've been saying we in the wrong business.
Man plays golf, plays organ, and he's singing. You sing too, right? You sing in his choir?
Yeah.
Baritone or tenor?
Between the two.
You're between the two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so much baritone-ish, but.
Well, you can get down
you
there.
You know, I can get,
if you
know,
need to get
mid-range.
Down there. Okay. If you need to go grab a note now, Mr. Claude, I think you can go grab a note.
Yeah. And, I even played a little bit at Our Lady of Peace Church, where a lot of these folk here attend. I played over there a little bit, too. You know, that was a lady that said, man, we want to play gospel music. Can you come and help us? So I went out that way, and I started that with them. That was many years ago. Yeah.
A man of many talents.
Yeah, yeah. Man. I feel very... I just don't understand how somebody who's retired and... How can you not do something?
Now you're going to stay busy. That was my next question for you. With all these other activities that you got going on, when you spending your time on the golf course?
Well, it's like when I get home from golf, I go do something else. When I get home from golf the next
like
day
Deuce.
Or something, man, I might say, well, I remember that song, but it's bugging me. So in my man cave, I got a keyboard.
You got the itch, and you go get that song right there.
Try to understand what I need to do to play that.
I feel like we need a round of golf and then some time in the man cave.
Yeah, now that sounds like a day. I'm always busy.
you heard that, Mike. He ain't got time for us. Mr. Clyde said he ain't got time for us. I don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't have been more clear how I threw that out there. I got a round of golf in a day in the man cave. Well, I'm kind of busy.
Look, I talked to his friend today, Greek. Yeah. You know? Yeah, Greek said you were a quarterback.
No. I played some golf back in the day.
Okay.
But no, I'm not a quarterback.
Greek told me, I thought he said quarterback, but I could be wrong.
I don't believe it. Obviously. Now, you too sharp to talk about you wrong. I don't believe you wrong much now.
Yeah.
I don't believe it at all, Mr. Claude.
Well, Mr. Claude Stibe, known as Rusty on the golf course, we appreciate your service. We appreciate your time. You have made us all feel like we ain't done enough.
We ain't doing enough.
We
coming up short.
Right. But keep hitting them straight, my friend. Keep singing. Keep playing. Do not stop.
It's my pleasure.
And thank you for spending some time with us and talking about the relationship you have with this wonderful bank, First American.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Claude J. Stibe. What's the J for?
Joseph.
Claude Joseph Stibe. We're back after this. And it's hard to get any better than what we just did, but we will try for the next 40 minutes. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with the First American Bank, 2785 Highway 20 West in Vacherie. Back after this, WWL. Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at First American Bank, J.B. Falgu Building in Vacherie, 2785. Be here until 6 o'clock tonight, and then we will be on the road tomorrow heading to Charlotte to take on the 5-4 Carolina Panthers. And David Newton covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN at D. Newton. ESPN. Newton is N-E-W-T-O-N. David, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. And right now, I know the Panthers are kind of on fire, and I'm actually at a establishment watching fire spinners going around. So sorry about the background noise.
That is all right. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, and that was kind of my first question. I mean, I've watched a lot of your games, and, you know, certainly the big win on the road with Green Bay, and so this is going to be a little leading, and I think, I listened to a lot of radio shows, and they're like, are the Panthers for real, right? 5-4, are the Panthers for real?
The question for me right now, I think the Panthers are a much improved football team over what they've been in past years. For real, like, and for real, a playoff contender, I'm not sure quite yet. I think beating Green Bay was a big step. They had to beat a team with a winning record to kind of prove that they were legit, because their other four wins came against teams with losing records and really struggling. But I'm also kind of wondering if Green Bay is for real, because they've not been the team I thought they would be this year. So, but I do think that Carolina's headed in the right direction. I think they've got the foundation for being a team that in years to come can be a playoff team. I think Bryce Young is coming to his own. I think the defense has got a lot of great pieces. Derrick Brown and J.C. Horn, those guys, they're playing really good football right now. And so, yeah, for real, compared to what they've been in the past, they for real are really making a lot of people in Charlotte happier than they've been in the past years.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. You know, do you see, even though, you know, right now I know there's some question marks, hey, is this team a playoff? But I think you kind of answered it. You know, do you see enough as far as overall young talent for them to be at least an ascending team where every year, you know, they're a 10-plus type win team?
Yeah, they really need to win this game and next week against the Falcons, which they've already beaten 30-0, which may have been the most surprising game for me of all the season. But then they've got a really big stretch where they hit San Francisco, the Rams, Seattle's mixed in over there. They got Tampa Bay twice down the stretch. So for them to be for real, they've really got to probably win three or four of those games to prove that they can be a contender. I think they're a team that's kind of on the cusp of being a playoff contender, but it's still, you know, still a little bit of a ways. I mean, they've overcome some things. The injuries on the offensive line, they started a lot of different combinations. Bryce Young missed a game. They didn't win that game, but they've shown promise. I mean, the defense has played, you know, so much better. Last year was one of the worst defenses I'd ever seen in my life. And this year, you know, they've been around the top 10, top, you know, top eight or so in some major categories. And I think at the beginning of the season, I said if the defense could be a top 18 defense, this team could be in a lot of games, and they've been better than that. So I think as well as Bryce seems to have played, he hasn't had to be a star. They've had a lot of good things. Rico Dowdle has been amazing. So, I think this team's got a lot of really good parts and are building in the right direction. I think that's the best way to put it.
Talk about Dowdle. So it's his first year in Carolina. Chuba Hubbard probably got the bulk of the carries, at least in those first four games. And then week five, Dowdle comes in and he just implodes, right? I mean, and he's got – he's 735 yards rushing. I think he's like third in the NFL. And he really didn't play a ton in those first four games. And the Saints have struggled running the ball. So the difference of a football team running the ball well, like Carolina is doing, and also pretty good in the red zone offensively and really good defensively in the red zone, man, you're dictating the action because you're able to run the football.
No, exactly. It kind of reminds me a little bit about, you know, their GM, Dan Morgan, in what, 2002 when he came in here and he was a linebacker for the Panthers and John Fox was the head coach. They built that team. They had some good weapons. Steve Smith was a wide receiver and Mazin Muhammad, but they started off building that team around the running game and on the defensive front and trying to make that team really tough to beat that way. And this team's kind of been built the same way by Dan Morgan, who said from the very beginning he wants this to be a team that's built from the inside out, and they're doing that. And again, that team, you know, after what, 2 years after going 1-15, reached the Super Bowl. And I'm not saying this team's headed to the Super Bowl in another year, but I do think the formula is right. If you look around the league, most of the, you know, top teams right now are really running the ball well. I don't know if it's a trend. The league was pass happy there for a while. I don't know if it's going back to, you know, the 3 yards in a cloud of dust type thing. I don't think it's quite there. But Rico, to me, I mean, he's nobody really knew. He did well at Dallas last year, but nobody really knew just what kind of a talent he was. He's a violent runner. I mean, he hits the hole as well as anybody I've seen out there, and he's like in between the tackles. He's I think he leads the league in, you know, yardage inside of a tackle. So I can't say enough about what he's done. I actually thought it was a mistake from Dave Canales when, you know, Chuba Hubbard came back to kind of alternate the series because they were doing so well and they won two games with Dowdle. And I think he saw quickly that Dowdle, you know, was heads and tails above what Chuba was offering.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of it may have been as well not going away from Chuba, you know, just because you believed in him so much from a financial standpoint. And, you know, but Rico has definitely changed that team. But, you know, when you talk about changing it, if you look at the guards of who they signed last year, that's the type of guards they are. I mean, they're road graders, and so it fits the model of what you're trying to build. And, you know, you talk about Dan, and, you know, you talk about Jake Delhomme, who I've seen him and Dan up top, you know, and just – we talked a little, I guess it was last year, you know, just I somewhat knew the vision as far as seeing and just talking about who they want to be. And I'm glad that it's paying off, because I know for a while there it was, you know, it didn't seem like the vision could happen, and maybe they had the wrong people leading it. But I'm glad that those guys are having some success in, you know, what they believed in and, you know, what they're trying to build for Carolina.
No, I agree totally. And I think you got to credit a little bit to David Tepper, who was very impatient for many years. And then, you know, he could have easily moved on again from last year from Dave Canales, but he stuck with him because he believed that he had the right people in Dan Morgan and Dave Canales to move this thing forward and the draft. And he still believed he had a good quarterback in Bryce Young. And you saw some of that towards the end of the season. You didn't see it immediately this year. They looked just about as bad as they were last year, those first two games. But they've settled down and found who they want to be. And I think a large part of that is Rico Dowdle and establishing that running game. Because when you got that running game, it takes all the pressure off Rice to have to be the star and carry the load. And it gives the defense time to rest. Because, you know, last year the defense, gosh, every time they got off the field, it seems like they're turning around and going back on the field because the offense was so bad.
And I had spoke to Jake this week for a different show, and we were talking about Dave Canales, and you're right in that what he did kind of last year, he benched Bryce, right? You bench a number one pick, and then you kind of do the same thing with Dowdle, and you're like, hey, you're our guy, but when you bench Bryce and you do the thing with Dowdle, he has that locker room. That was Jake's point.
Yes.
That Dave Canales, that locker room is behind him 100%. And, you know, there's a lot to be said there.
No, you're totally right. And I think the fact that he did bench Bryce, because players were kind of getting a little restless with what was going on. And I think, you know, I think it was good for Bryce to step away and kind of watch the game and slow it down a little bit for him. And he's been really clutch in the final minutes of a game. I mean, that's where he's really been good this year. He's 4-0 this year and won four games. He's just made no mistakes down the stretch in those type situations. So, yeah, I think the formula is right for them. And as they add more pieces, they get more dynamic offensively. But, yeah, and they got guys like T-Mac at wide receiver, their first-round pick this year, I think. In years to come, he's going to be a big-time wide receiver. He already is pretty darn good. He actually said last week when I asked him, how do you evaluate your first half of your rookie season? He said, average. And, you know, his numbers might look a little average, but the things he does and the coverages he draws, it opens things up for everybody else, and it even helps the running game. So, I mean, they've got a lot of good pieces and a lot of draft picks. That's why they didn't make a trade at the trade deadline, because they value those draft picks and they want to build around the draft and they want to make this a team, young team that can win for a lot of years.
And as you kind of talked about, this will be the biggest wide receiver crew that the Saints will take on. I mean, Tet's 6'4", you got 6'4", 6'4", 6'3", 6'2". I mean, this is going to be a big, big lineup. But I'm not a fan of the way that the season has laid out, because we are the same. Our first division game wasn't until week 8. You played Atlanta early, but you've got us twice, Tampa twice, and Atlanta. So the whole the schedule in front of you is so NFC South driven. I'd like to see it a little more balanced. I don't like to see it all so late, but you know, you can kind of control a little bit more of what you want to do.
No, I agree. And the Panthers, actually, the way their schedule sets up, they've also got a bye late here. They've got another 4 or 5 weeks before they get to their bye week, so they'll have a chance to catch up from that. And, again, that stretch where they hit, especially back-to-back against San Francisco on Monday Night Football, and then you go into face the Rams, I mean, that's a pretty tough two-game stretch. And, to me, two of the better teams in NFC. So that's going to be – that leading into the Tampa Bay game. So they can find a way to split a couple of those games and be in position down the stretch with Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay is playing really well. Baker Mayfield and that group, that they've really impressed me, especially with all the injuries they've had, and especially a wide receiver. to do what they've done has been really surprised me in a lot of ways. But Carolina has too, and I think all they wanted was a chance to be relevant again, and they've kind of put them in that position to be relevant, and they haven't been that way really since, 2019, and only halfway through that season.
Well, we're 1-8, so we want to be relevant as well, and so we will see how things go on Sunday. It's always a good matchup. Tyler Shuck, just to be his second game. Appreciate your time, and best of luck. Other than two games, the rest of the season, knock the heck out of Atlanta and knock the heck out of Tampa. We'd love it.
Well, it's been interesting because I asked Dave Canales today. I said that you. The trap games, you never really had a trap game, and this is for you a trap game. And he said, I don't even know what you're talking about. We prepare for everybody the same, but this is the first time they've had a trap game where the opponent is a big, a big underdog in a long time. So it'll be really interesting to see how they handle it.
Well, we're getting used to it, and you guys had to deal with it last week in Green Bay. Two touchdown underdogs in Green Bay, go to Lambeau and get that victory. Wasn't the prettiest game in the world, but when you can win kind of not – pretty and get that W, all the more important. That, thank you very much. That's David Newton, covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN at D Newton ESPN. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas, we are at the First American Bank as they celebrate what is a month-long honoring veterans and military families. It's their month-long celebration. Back after this on Fans of the Pro with you until 6 o'clock. Stay with us. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at First American Bank in Vacherie. Going to stay open a little later tonight than normal. They will be closed on Tuesday in honor of Veterans Day. It is their Veterans and Military Families Month celebration. We talked to Mr. Stibe not too long ago, probably one of my most favorite interviews, and we've done a lot of interviews on Fans in the Pro, but he is just a character, and plays golf, taught himself how to play the organ. He sings. He's done his banking here for 65 years, served in the Army in Vietnam, and shot the howitzer. That was a blast.
Yeah, Mr. Claude said he just can't play this organ over here and not have any sound with it. So he said, I'm going to sing as well with it. So.
Right. And so we started talking about just kickers in general for something. And so they're kickers are to me golfers. That's the closest thing to golfers as you'll find, because they get it in their head, they get the yips. And I go to Eddie Pinheiro because I remembered him. Mm-hmm. So week one, San Francisco fires after week one. They get rid of Jake Moody, who was a third round, third or fourth. So third. get rid of Moody, and they bring in Eddie Pinheiro, who's how old's Eddie? Eddie is 30, been sitting on his couch. In fact, he kicked for Carolina for many, many years. So they say, well, we'll just bring him in. Eddie Pinheiro, give him a workout. They signed him. Eddie Pinheiro, we faced him in week two, and has not missed in 2025. He is 19 of 19, the only kicker in the NFL to be at 100% if you've had at least 10 kicks. 6 for 6, 50-plus, never known for a big leg, but 6 for 6, 50-plus. And it was in Carolina for 3 years, so we know him well, and we faced him.
Here's the thing, and we have a new record this year, Cam Little.
Yeah.
The NFL changed the kicker ball.
Yes.
This year.
Yep.
And we have seen unbelievable kicks from kicker. And so what I mean by that is they now are allowed to break in the ball. Normally, or in the past, it has been where you show up game day, that was the ball, the K ball. They would put a K on it. These are the balls that you're going to kick out of the box.
It was orange. They were literally orange.
Yeah. And, well, it used to be that way for quarterbacks as well.
Right.
And so this is the ball, and it's literally you see the guys trying to break them in on the sideline. But, I mean, literally they allow those kickers this year now to be able to kick with that ball during the week.
They do more than kick with it.
Well, I mean, they manipulate it, but that's a different story. But you have seen kicks that are normally, we used to say a 52-yarder, a 53-yarder, that's a long.
Right. Now, if
now it's like, hey, if it ain't 55,
job.
Yeah, if it ain't 55 or longer, then 50 and 55, 52 yards, man, that's chip shot for you.
Yep. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the First American Bank in Vacherie. Back after this on Fans and the Pros. Stay with us. Yes, do come by First American Bank in Vacherie. Just don't do it anymore today. We're going to close down the shop for today. But our thanks to Rosie and everybody here at First American. Thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. It's on our calendar every year, and we look forward to it. And Deuce, always a good time.
Great time, great people. You know, thank you to First American Bank. Come by, see them. Not only, you know, obviously tonight, maybe a little iffy, but later on, come and check them out.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Saints and the Panthers on Sunday. Listen early. Hopefully come back with a big W. Thanks again for listening to Fans and the Pro from First American Bank in Vacherie, 2785 Highway 20. Don't forget, you got the Prep Football Show coming up at 7 o'clock, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.